This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 592, How to Motivate a Team by Revealing the Big Picture, part two, by Michael Melberg of michaelmelberg.com. And hi again, welcome to Optimal Startup Daily. Thanks for being with me today. This is where I read to you from some of the very best blogs on entrepreneurship, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And if you've got any topic requests for us, you can share those by visiting oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com. And we do love to hear from you. So today is actually part two of a longer post that started yesterday. So if you haven't listened to episode 591 yet from Saturday, you should probably do that first. But if you're all caught up, let's get right to part two and continue optimizing your life. How to Motivate a Team by Revealing the Big Picture, part two, by Michael Melberg of michaelmelberg.com. Without making your company purpose clear to your employees, you are no better off than a large company. Your team will feel as if they're navigating a maze, unsure of where to turn, and uncertain of how close they are to their goal. How to Motivate a Team. By now, I hope you're convinced that sharing the big picture with your team is not only a good idea, it's critical to the success of your business. Before you run off to make a grand speech to your staff, however, you'll want to take care to ensure your big picture message has some necessary characteristics so it doesn't fall flat. An unthoughtful delivery of your company's purpose can be just as demotivating as a sensible one can be inspiring. So what does a thoughtful delivery look like? How do we motivate a team with our big picture? Let's look at a famous example from one of the most inspiring presidents in American history, John F. Kennedy. Quote, "I believe that this nation should commit itself to achieving the goal before this decade is out of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the earth." End quote. President Kennedy. Now that's a motivating big picture statement. I know the vision you have for your company can sometimes feel like getting to the moon and back, but you know deep down, like Kennedy did, that your goals are achievable. You know that if you could state it in such clear terms, your team could get behind it and get to work. So what is it that makes President Kennedy's big picture statement so appealing? 1. It's clear. It could not be clearer. Once his words were uttered, there was no question where we needed to go as a nation. 2. It's specific. This nation, before this decade is out, landing on the moon and returning safely home. 3. It specifies what, not how. The details of how you get there are for your team to figure out. Your big picture should tell them what needs to be done, not how to do it. 4. It's challenging. Sending a man to the moon? What could be more difficult than that? And 5. It's achievable. As impossible as it sounds to send a man to the moon, Kennedy knew it was achievable. He knew that given his backing and the right talent, this goal was ours to lose. Of course, lofty statements like this have been uttered by thousands of would-be leaders over the centuries, and not all of them have reached their goal. But success for you as a leader doesn't lie in achieving a goal. Only your team can claim that. Success for you as a leader is in motivating your team to give everything they've got to get there. Consider this example. Having described the big picture to our country and set a vision for our scientists, President Kennedy visited NASA to check progress. Coming across a janitor mopping the floor, he introduced himself and said, "Hi, I'm Jack Kennedy. What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "I'm helping put a man on the moon, Mr. President." When you share the big picture with your team, clearly and precisely, they will understand their role. They will see where they fit in and how they can best contribute. They will be inspired, loyal, productive, and independent. Like the NASA janitor, their tasks, no matter how small, will have meaning. Keeping loyal, motivated employees on board. The seat next to Jim was empty. The seatbelt sign had just turned off, and I knew it was now or never. I walked up a few rows and plopped down next to him. Even though we had 3 hours, my big picture speech only took 10 minutes. "Jim," I said, quote, "I understand why you resigned. I get that you may want to move on, and I'll support you if that's your final decision, but I want you to know how much your team needs you, how much I need you. We've finally got a team together that can build the best software security products in the world. I mean, we're not just protecting video games with this stuff. We're protecting our national technological advantage. And I don't know of anyone that can write this type of software the way you can. End quote. The big picture helps your employees stay focused on your target, motivates them to hit it, and stay true to your company's purpose. My big picture may not have been as clear as President Kennedy's, but it connected our company purpose to Jim, who ended up staying on board after our talk. Back at the office, Jim entered into a few months of higher productivity than I'd ever seen. I committed to having one-on-ones with my staff to remind them of the big picture and to keep everyone motivated. Our resignation rate dropped from a still low 6% to 2.5%, or about 1/4 the national average at the time. More importantly, however, from that point forward, the big picture helped us stay focused, stay motivated, and stay true to our company's purpose. You just listened to part two of the post titled, How to Motivate a Team by Revealing the Big Picture, by Michael Melberg of michaelmelberg.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thank you again to Michael, who is regularly featured across a couple of our podcasts, actually. So if you'd like to hear more from him, you can check out our other shows. And if you just search for Optimal Living Daily, wherever you're hearing this, you can find all of the podcasts that we offer. And just like this show, it is a narration format. They read to you from some of the best blogs, but covering other topics like personal development, finance, health, relationships, and more. So again, to hear more from Michael, as well as a bunch of other amazing authors, just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing me right now, and then be sure to hit that subscribe or follow button. But that does it for today here on Optimal Startup Daily. I thank you for being here, and I'll see you again tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.